Good morning, dear friends. As I sit here on my front porch swing this morning, it's a very cool, crisp morning. I believe 35 degrees Fahrenheit. And I am marveling at the beautiful sky. It's so blue with white puffy clouds. A small scooter scooting by on the road next to our home. The sound of my mother's chimes are just beautiful. I don't hear the sound of birds this morning, but in exchange, there is wind blowing through the tall pines in my home as the sun shines through. I'm reminded this morning, past Easter, that the scripture from Matthew, it is Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 and 6, it says, "The angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay.'" And I'm just reminded of that glorious morning when the women, looking and searching for their Savior, only to find that he was not there in the tomb, that his body had risen, that he was alive and no longer dead, and no longer dead to them, no longer dead to the world, no longer dead to us, to you and me. We can live, and Christ can live in us, and we can be victorious because of his resurrection. As the sun beams down through to the porch and to my face, I am thankful. I am filled with thankfulness, a grateful heart that our Lord and Savior is no longer dead, but alive and reigns, and we are victorious with him. Let me pray for our day ahead. Father God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for your many blessings, Lord. Thank you for the wind rustling through the trees that we can hear with our ears and we can see with our eyes. Lord, thank you for the sunshine. More importantly, Lord, thank you for your Son, for he shines victorious over all the earth, and we are victorious in him. Thank you for his birth, Father. Thank you for his death. But most importantly, thank you for his resurrection, for in it we have life. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.